up, everybody?
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bite Me podcast. I am your host, Amanda, and here is the host,
Dana.
So I know we've been taking some time. You know, a lot of people are like, when's the next episode coming out? Yeah. When's the next episode coming out? And it's like kind of cool. I'm like, oh, okay.
Anticipation.
The anticipation. Yeah. Well, we are back with a flavorful episode because we are actually going to talk not just about one recent restaurant we went to, but we're going to talk up a little bit about some events that we went to.
Yeah.
So Dana's going to go first.
Yeah.
And she's going to talk about the Wing Fest she went to.
Yes. So you guys have to let us know if you guys were there. So yeah, so I went to Wing Fest. It was like about two weekends ago from
Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it was Memorial Day weekend. It was kind of a spur of the moment type of thing. So my mom's best friend had a booth there. So, you know, my mom wanted to go and she's the one that actually was like, oh, like, let's go. I wasn't the one that was like, oh, you know, but
like initiated it was your mom.
I'm such a homebody these
she's
days.
She's so cute though.
Yeah. So, the day was absolutely miserable. It was cold and it was rainy, but it was fun. And I mean, the vendors, like, you know, they had their like little booths and everything, so they were fine, but it was nice.
Especially for them to be out there in that rain, like they really,
Honestly, I give them a lot of props too. Like, you know, they were out there, had to set up and just be in the rain and be out there all day. I mean, just even if it was sunny, like it's still a lot of work. So they deserve a lot. But so I think I pretty much tasted everything. I have to talk about a few notable ones. Number one, I want to talk about the chicken and waffle wing from Delancey's.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. So we've been, I've been to Delancey's with, because of you.
Yeah.
For your bridal
and their
shower.
Wings are.
Yeah. So they have like a wing night once a week, I think they were saying, right? So they had a chicken and waffle wing. And I was like, wait a minute. We saw somebody with this. So we were like, oh, what's that? So we made sure that we got it. I was like, what is a chicken and waffle wing? How do you do that? And so basically it's a, you know, chicken wing and like there's like chicken and waffle seasoning. It's weird. There's like these.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like these crispy like pieces of waffle like in like a sauce.
So and they probably like infused it in the sauce.
Yeah, it was just so good. And when I went up there, it was a fresh batch that he had just made. And they were one of the vendors that didn't run out of wings because a lot of other vendors did.
Yeah.
Whatever, it happens, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and then the other place that I liked was the Bearded Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Bearded Boys was really good. They had a smoked wing. So
I now, one question. Did they all have beards? Why are they called Bearded
Boys?
So it
was, I'm assuming because, so it was a woman and a man, and the man had a very hefty beard. that was a full on, yes. So, but it was only two of them. So it was a man and a woman, and he had a beard, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted to ask.
Yep. So they're in Pine Bush. Delancey's is in Goshen. So you guys should definitely check them out.
So how was, were they like a lot of vendors, do you think?
Yeah. There was maybe like 12, 15 that I saw.
I mean, for it to be outside, because it was at Thomas Bowl, so and if rainy, so I think that's a pretty good show out.
Yeah, it was definitely like a good, and then there were lines too, so, you know.
Oh, people were like out there for the wings.
Exactly, yeah, people were definitely out there. Yeah. So
if there's a future wing event, definitely go to that. Mm-hmm. BAP Events actually holds the events. They have a taco fest coming up and then a seafood and wine fest coming out. So check that out on their website and go ahead and buy tickets.
Yep.
So I recently went on a lovely trip to the Finger Lakes. There's so many lakes. I didn't know which one to choose when I was looking. And this is actually the first trip that we took. My husband and I took our dogs. And everyone knows I'm obsessed with my dogs. Yes, they're like my children. Thank you.
Yes.
So their names are Samson and Thor.
Mm-hmm.
We got Thor. They're both the same age. Very hyper. And what's really funny is that Samson has no previous owners.
Okay.
So he was like a stray. Mm-hmm. When we went to Pets Alive, they were like, yeah, Samson was running around and they showed us like these other dogs that like ran around in a pack in like the city of Middletown.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. So I have myself a hood dog.
Oh my gosh. A local hood dog.
A local hood dog. So, you know, I took him out of the hood, did not take the hood out of him, but it's okay.
But Samson, he is like such and a that's, smooth, suave
and,
thug.
And that
he
is so yes.
like calm. Like he's almost like you wouldn't know.
That right.
He has that.
Smooth yeah. criminal that he yes. is. And then Thor is really hyper, but like it's just so funny the dynamic that they have with each other. But anyway, so they were great on the car ride, and we ended up going to Watkins Glen on Seneca Lake. I don't really know what to expect. And then breaking news, everyone, I am no longer drinking, but I decided to make myself a mocktail. So I call this Guava Island.
Okay. So this I found a
signature okay. bite me drink from your host.
Okay. Everybody take some notes, write this down.
Take some notes, write this down. Watch out. So it's really funny. So I sent Kyle a few articles and I was like, oh, I want to try like a non-alcoholic beverage, whatever, mocktails. Then we found what's called Ritual Zero Tequila. They have tequila, gin, and what was the other one? Whiskey. I was like, you know what? Let's switch it up. I'm going to do the tequila one. Girl.
So it's like non-alcoholic.
So it's non-alcoholic, nothing. Right. It's water. I forgot the ingredients. And it's zero calories. Like,
but is it supposed to have that flavor of?
It tastes just like tequila.
Really?
I was shook, shaken to my core. I was like, wait, am I okay?
Crazy.
And then no hangover, obviously. Right. Like, I'm still sober. Like, this is great. And I feel like I'm having a cocktail.
Wow. And it's no calories?
No calories. Wow.
Look at that.
Like, and the ingredients are minimal. Again, like water and like a few other things. But it tastes just like tequila. Obviously, you could tell it's not tequila, but it still has like the aftertaste.
Yeah.
I was shook to my core. Crazy. So, Guava Islands. Okay. Listen up, people.
Okay.
So I took, LaCroix is my jam now, the salsa water.
Oh, I'm a bubbly person though. What? So, have you had bubbly?
No.
Oh. Okay, wait, hold on. Here we go again with the whole crunchy peanut butter, smooth peanut butter. Right, I don't know if I've really given LaCroix a fair chance either, but bubbly is where it's at.
Okay. I'm going to have to try them.
People, tell us which one's better.
Bubbly or LaCroix.
Yeah. Okay.
Battle of the seltzers. So, basically, so you have guava flavor, LaCroix. It's like called, I forgot what the hell the name, but it's guava.
Yeah.
Then I have, it's like the Diet Grapefruit Soda.
Diet Grapefruit Soda?
Yes, Diet Grapefruit, because it's like less calories and like no sugar.
What brand is that?
It's Polar.
Oh.
So it's like comes in like those big bottles.
Is it the seltz?
It's like a club soda.
Okay.
But like grapefruit. But grapefruit. That's how you make a Paloma. You ever had a Paloma?
No.
It'd be like, I don't know if it's like lime juice or lemon juice, and then you put grapefruit soda.
So it's like flavored seltzer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like a soda. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then I have my Ritual Zero. So I pour, for ice people, ice. Don't forget the ice.
Yeah.
So you put some ice in that bad boy. You pour some of the Ritual Zero tequila, or people who are drinking regular tequila, whatever you want.
True.
So you pour that, then you pour the guava seltzer in it, and then you pour a little bit of the grapefruit soda, and you mix that up. Oh my God. So refreshing. Wow. So good. And if you want to put a little mint in there to add some, you know,
like
finesse.
Yeah.
And that is what I call the Guava Island.
Okay, this sounds great.
Yes.
Guava's delicious.
Oh, so good. It's the best flavor of LaCroix. Mm-hmm. And of course, like you buy the mix pack and there's only like six of them in it, and then there's like 40 of the other ones that I don't want.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that is the Guava Island. That's what helped me survive a sober weekend in the Finger Lakes. But it's so pretty over there. I just want to say, like, you know, and then not drinking, I'm finding myself like, okay, what can I do? Something different. Unfortunately, the weather didn't allow us to go kayaking, but we went to Watkins Glen State Park. Beautiful.
Yeah.
The waterfalls. And like in our Airbnb, like you were just in nature. You literally heard the birds chirping, like the leaves flowing in the wind. Like it was so peaceful and so calm, exactly what I needed. So a few places we went to, I think it was called Elf in the Oak. Sweet, awesome. Let's talk about savory. It was a bacon, egg, and cheese and two sweet waffles, people. Two sweet waffles.
Who doesn't love sweet and savory. Like sweet and salty and spicy is just my perfect, like, oh, can we just sidebar really quick back to that chicken and waffle wing?
Yes.
I forgot to mention as I was eating it, what would have made it better is just some hot sauce on it. Because then it would have been that sweet and spicy salty.
If they did like a little like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I forgot to mention
that. Would have been good.
Perfect, yeah.
So, you know, it was great. Then, and it was so tiny. It was like bite size.
Did you take a picture?
I didn't because I ate it all. It was so good. And then you sat on like picnic tables and you looked out on the, you know, mountains and you saw the lake. Oh, it was gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Another place we went to, I love history. I love themed bars. War Horse Brewery. Really, really cool. So you go in there, you feel like you're in a different time area. And since I'm not drinking, but you know what was cool is that like they still had fabulous root beer. And he had a root beer float and I had an orange cream float. The ice cream. The ice cream was so good. It was so good. And he put whipped cream on it. And it was relaxing. We sat in those Adirondack chairs, which I love.
Wait, what is that?
You ever seen the Adirondack? It's the ones that are like really low.
Oh, okay. I think what you're saying. I never didn't know they were called that.
Yeah, Adirondack
like
chairs.
They're usually like in like a park or like.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see them in like, you know.
Okay.
Like outdoor areas. Adirondack chairs.
Is that like a chair like native to like to New York? The Adirondacks are in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I'm not really sure. I don't know why they call it that.
Mm.
That's actually something I'm going to look up later.
I don't know.
But I want Adirondack chairs, but they're expensive.
Really?
They're very expensive.
You think that? What?
Right. You would think a chair would be like $30 for it. No, these bad boys are like 90.
Wow.
Some of them are really expensive.
I mean, they make like plastic ones too.
Well,
I mean,
and honestly, you know, lumber.
Oh God. Do we have to talk about this?
Lumber. Hey guys, if anyone is selling lumber for cheap on the low, like a black market or something, let me know because I need a new deck. Tragic.
No.
Tragic. Yeah. Whatever.
Right.
So it was really cool. And, So on Seneca Lake, there's like a little, I guess like a pier area on this rocks and you could look out on the sailboats. They do sailboats where you can, there's different versions. You could sit on the sailboat during the day. They give you beer, wine, and you just like chill out on the lake. Or you can do the sunset one. That one's really nice.
Does somebody drive it for you?
Yep.
You,
so okay. It's like you go, you can go like you and your significant other, you and your friends. You could do a party or you could just join other random people. And someone sails the sailboat. It's not a car.
Drive the boat, though.
Drive the boat. you know, they sail it, and then you just watch the sunset. Like, it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's a really special area, and I definitely want to go back and check more places out. But those are just a few activities or restaurants to go to, and definitely check it out. So we recently went to Citrus in New Windsor. So explain, Dana, a little bit about its name.
Dana. That sounded a little like...
Oh, start it over? No, okay. No. Did I throw you off? Explain,
Dana. like you're punishing me. It's like there's something wrong.
That's funny.
Okay, so yes, Citrus, it's like it's a blend of Indian and Thai cuisine. And so I've never been to eat here before we went, but I order takeout from there a lot, and their food is always so good. It's so consistent, and it's like they can make it really spicy, which I really love.
Yep.
But something interesting about their name that I was just reading is that citrus fruits are believed to have originated in Southeast Asia, mainly India. That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Because, I mean, citrus fruits are so common. They're so,
And I would have never expected from India at all.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah. No, that's what they said. So I guess it's like, a native, and I guess they use a lot of like citrus ingredients in their in their food. And their food is just so flavorful. And so I know, okay, I have to say, we live near New York City, right? And New York City, like they have like the culture of everybody there.
Yeah, it's like a plethora of...
Yeah, there's people from all over the world and who have been here for years, and they, you know, own restaurants and they have such an influence on the city. So if you go to New York City, you look up a few like, you know, ethnic restaurants, you'll find, you know, a really authentic, you'll find a bunch of really authentic ones. I don't really feel that up here we have that so much,
right,
in the Hudson Valley. So I'm always a little bit skeptical when I go to somewhere that, you know, is not like American cuisine. It's like if you eat pizza anywhere else than New York, it does not taste the same.
No.
Like, it's not. So, you know, there's certain things that, like, you kind of know. However, I knew someone whose family was from India, and they told me that this restaurant really was authentic and that the food was really good. So that, you know, kind of convinced me to be like, okay, like, you know, I can trust this place.
Right. Because it's true.
I mean, I don't know.
Because we don't, because, like, at the end of the day, I really don't know what's authentic about Indian food because I don't really eat a lot of Indian food. Mm-hmm. And while I was looking it up before this episode, because I was like, you know, I'm like kind of curious. So most American Indian food is inspired by actually northern India. So that's where you see a lot of like the butter chicken, that curry sauce, the naan, like the Indian flatbread. Okay. And you won't find these dishes as much in, I guess, I'm assuming like southern India. Okay. But a lot of the dishes that are in the U.S., is from northern India. That's where it's inspired.
Interesting.
And in India, it's mostly like vegetable based.
Yes.
Not a lot of
vegetarians
meat.
Mm-hmm. Too. They're big on
vegetables. And you think about it, we're like, America's such like a meat and potatoes. We love our meat.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it's sort of like from that part where there is more meat in their dishes.
Mm.
And I did not realize that basically Indian cuisine is like labor intensive. I didn't realize because there's so many ingredients in cooking Indian cuisine and it's such a style to it. Like when I'm looking it up and how to make these dishes, like curry.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to be really good in the kitchen to make it flavorful, to make it perfect. And I have so much more respect for the craft of Indian cuisine.
Yeah,
like
wow.
I looked it up
wow.
and I was like, you don't realize like all these spices and preparation and like the authenticity and the ingredients that you need for it to be Indian. And I was like, damn.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I mean, you can taste it though. I mean, to me, it's just like a flavor that, you know, you don't commonly get, and it's just like a blend of so many things that just all come together.
Because there's so many spices, and that's what makes it flavorful. Like, when I first sat there, and I didn't know what to expect. So we walked in. So explain a little bit of what it looks like.
Yeah, no, it's pretty chill in there. It's a little dark, you know, like the carpet was like maroon, I want
to
say.
Yeah, they tend to have that similar color scheme, I feel like, in a lot of, like, Indian, even in their clothing, it's, like, maroon or, like, that
we
gold.
Were saying that. Yeah, yep. Like a dark blue, like a royal blue.
Yep.
So, yeah, right when we walked in, it was, like, a little dish.
Yeah.
That had water in it. It had these, like lily flowers just floating, and it just made me feel so like serene and so like
you tranquility
know, Eastern culture, like with the you know, because even when you go to like a place like a Japanese restaurant like Mount Fuji, or I think they used to have it when it used to be the Gastro, like they had like the water, and there's like a pathway over the water, and there's fish in it, and there's the little lilies on it.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you see that like in movies and stuff. It's like, I feel like that, you know. So that was cute. And, but yeah, the decorations were pretty, it wasn't like too elaborate.
It was very simple.
It was simple. There were some like, you know, pictures on the walls. You know, they had a full bar, and yeah, it was pretty simple. Like the chairs were basic tables and stuff.
So, lilies stand for grace, purity, and peace in India.
So that
makes sense.
Right when you walk in.
It's right
like,
there.
I mean, I noticed it right away, and it was, like, so cute and pretty because it was, like, they were small. And it was just right there. It was just, like, a really nice touch.
And lilies are so beautiful. And I love learning about that. Like, I didn't know about, like, cherry blossoms and, like, the culture of, like, Japan and things like that. So learning about that, I was like, ooh. Yeah. It makes me feel nice.
It fits, you know?
It fits. Yeah. It fits.
Yep.
So, just like you said, it was a little dark in there, but it was like that peaceful, tranquil setting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we sat down, it's not too big either.
No.
Like, it's decent size, but, like, very simple. And there was a painting, too, when we walked in. I don't remember if you saw that.
Was it, like, in that little area before you...
Yeah, it was, like, a man and a woman.
Yeah.
That was, like, really cool. And it's, like, another piece, a part of their culture mm-hmm. that I thought was really nice.
Yeah. So, we started out with an appetizer. We got the spring rolls.
So good.
Yeah, they were really good. I mean, they were... You know, they're crispy and there's no meat in them. I don't know.
Right, like vegetables.
Yeah, it's just like I
cabbage.
There's probably cabbage, carrots, and like glass noodles.
Yes.
The really like light like noodles that were in it. And then it came with a sweet sauce. I don't know what kind of sauce that is.
The like, sweet chili.
Is it? Yeah.
It's like a sweet chili. Like
yeah.
I love sweet chili sauce.
So good.
It was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. They were, you know, really crispy too. So that was nice. I've also gotten some soup from there. So I got the... Now, you know this place is authentic because...
you can't pronounce
it. The menu, oh my goodness. Like, you know, this is really... a different language. Like I don't know how to pronounce anything, but, it is. So if you look at the menu, and also when I ordered there, I just tell them the number.
They probably know. They felt like, you know what, let's just add numbers because like,
I think they did it. Yeah. I feel
on
so,
purpose. Like, yeah.
Uncultured, but, I'm sure I'm not alone. So I've gotten the coconut soup before.
Oh,
that's really good. Yeah. It's a really light soup. It's made with coconut cream and vegetables, lemongrass and lime. It gives it like such a fresh taste and you can get it with, chicken or shrimp. I think I've gotten it with chicken before. So that's really good. I highly recommend. And we also got the naan, which is the traditional bread.
Like their flatbread.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we got you told us to get the, yes,
the onion cilantro naan. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's onion naan, but it has
it didn't have cilantro on it.
Yep. And I don't know. I feel like I like that one the best.
So it's literally, cause it says soft Indian bread stuffed with onions and cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Tasty. Mm-hmm. And something so simple like, oh, it's just bread, but it tastes different than other things that I've had before.
Yeah.
I don't know how they make that.
A little bit. So it kind of reminds me of matzah bread.
Yeah.
A little bit. But it's not like thin and crispy. Like matzah bread is like a cracker kind of.
Yeah. It's more soft.
Yeah. It's soft like a bread, but it's flat. It's kind of mm-hmm. like a flat bread.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, it has like the bubbles in it, the little like, they're kind of burnt.
Yeah.
Bubbles. I don't know how to describe it. But that's good. I think I've also had the chili olive garlic naan too,
but they have so many different types.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like what's this one with goat cheese? I gotta try that next time. Oh, I love goat cheese. But there's so many different options of flatbread. They have like a basic one you could just get if you don't want to feel fancy or want too much, too busy. They have regular naan that you can get.
Yeah, it's definitely a different type of like taste, so it's good to try it, you know, if you've never had it.
And usually you said before you get like their curry too, right? A lot.
Right. So I usually get, let me see how to explain it. Cause I love curry. I love Thai curry. And there's a difference between Thai and Indian curry.
I know.
But they have their menu says Thai curry. So.
Cause it's a blend. They have both.
I guess. Yeah. So, I usually get the green curry. And let me see what number it is. It's number 117 on the menu.
Oh my God. 117 items? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
They have, oh my God.
120 items, yep. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me talk about this curry. So I usually get this. I didn't get it when Amanda and I had gone out, but I always get this curry. Now, this curry, talk about salty and sweet and spicy. So it's not salty, but it's spicy and creamy. And it's like, there's so much sauce.
Is
so
it like a thick sauce or is it thinner?
It's medium, mm-hmm. I'd say. It's not super thick. I mean, it's like the butter chicken sauce.
Okay.
Right? So would say that's not, it's not too thick.
But because the butter sauce is like a tomato base.
Right. Right. But yeah. It's the same, it's like consistency. The same consistency as that.
Okay.
But you know, it's a completely different flavor.
Right.
But oh my God, it's so good. And I usually get it. So you can ask them to make it, mild, medium,
and like really spicy.
Or hot. So I've been getting it really hot, and I can't anymore because my mouth is, I don't know what happened to me. I used to really be able to handle it, but the last time, a few weeks ago that I got it, it was a struggle, which I don't mind too much because it makes me feel fuller quicker.
Yeah.
So I eat a little bit less because I'm like,
you like burn
work.
It up.
Yeah, it's work. But it's so good. Yeah. And you can totally, I mean, I think it comes like mild or like not spicy at all, so you know it's,
there's different options for people who have different spice levels or no spice at all,
right? But it's so good because it's very subtly sweet, it's really creamy, and like I said, I usually get it like with the spice in it, so it's just, it's so good. And it's like this, I usually get chicken and it's just like smothered in it, and I love a lot of sauce, and then I put the rice in it and it just all like comes together. Good. I've also gotten it with shrimp before, and I've got Penang curry.
Ooh, Penang.
That's number 118. The Penang curry I've gotten before. That one's really good, too. It's red, but it's similar. It has, like, a creamy, subtle sweetness to it, too. Those are my staples. Those are my favorites over there. But when we went this time, I got the Pad Thai. Pad Thai is also another popular Thai, you know, dish. So it's basically like noodles, like, you know,
like the rice noodles.
I don't think it's, you know, it's not like Italian noodles made from the way that, you know, the Italians make it, but, so they're lighter. They're definitely lighter. So it's some noodles and, also has a little bit of sweetness to it. It had like a, it's kind of like cooked in like a really light sauce. It's not super saucy. It's not like a, you know, and then with some vegetables, there was tofu in it too, actually. Did I mention that?
No, yeah.
Okay, there was tofu.
But tofu is not bad. I like tofu.
I don't really love tofu. I wish that I had asked not to have it. I don't know.
Is it like a texture thing?
It's a texture thing. And the taste to me, it just tastes like, it tastes like cardboard to me. I don't
really
know. Yeah, and people say, oh yeah, tofu's so good, and it takes on the flavor, whatever it's like cooked in.
Yeah.
But no.
No?
Not for me. I could still taste that, like,
I get what you're saying.
Weird taste to me, you know.
I don't like too much. Like, when I have, like, miso soup, there's, like, a little tofu in it.
I can handle the small
That
ones.
I can handle.
Like, they have to be tiny because the texture is, like, firmer.
Yeah.
So I can handle that. They have to be super small, though. But, like, the regular size
Oh,
ones,
yeah. No, I agree with you.
Because they're, like, mushy in the middle.
And I had the butter chicken. My goodness. Mm. So it's clay oven, grilled boneless chicken, and a buttery tomato sauce. Mm. That sauce is unbelievable. I don't even know how to explain other than it's super rich and flavorful, as I feel like a bunch of their sauces are. And that's what makes Indian cuisine. And I could have asked for it spicy, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a little break from the spiciness and just enjoy the richness of it. And it was a lot. They gave me white rice with it. It was so good. Mm-hmm. And I know have you had it before?
I haven't, but my boyfriend Norman gets that. That's his dish.
Oh.
You know what? And I don't know if I've ever really tasted it. I don't really love tomato-y stuff unless it's like pizza or like a pasta sauce. I don't.
But it
really,
doesn't really taste.
It doesn't taste too tomato-y?
No, it doesn't. And it, like, the chicken just like falls apart and like it's like melts
that
in your mouth.
Is the thing about it, the chicken there is so good because also there's like no like fatty cartilage-y pieces on there, and I don't know. Oh, I definitely have mentioned this before on the episode. We talk about the wings.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like wings. I don't like chicken wings because, like,
there's, like, fatty parts.
I don't like that. I like my food, like, nice already, like, cleaned and everything. Like, and I just like the meat. I don't like fat and all the gooiness around it.
Yeah.
Their chicken, I swear, it's all just, like, meat. There's not. It's so clean. It's,
yes.
All of the pieces are, like, so clean and so, like, such a good, like, texture of chicken.
Yeah. And the staff there, that's what made it also really authentic, too, is they seem like they obviously know what they're doing.
And now, everyone's favorite part.
Girl, what you sipping on?
For their drinks, I mean, I had just a virgin pina colada. It tasted like the beach. But you said they also have a Thai
iced tea. Yeah.
Do you know anyone that's tried it before?
I don't. I think I've had a Thai iced tea like somewhere else though. Okay.
So we went to this place, Spice in the city. Yes. That's right.
So, and I don't know if I got it the day that I was with you, but I have gotten a Thai iced tea from there before.
Do you remember what it tasted like?
Yeah. So it tasted like iced tea. But it had like a cream on top, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
It was subtle though. So I tasted like most of the tea. It was like a sweet tea.
Yeah.
It
reminded me of like their version of like a sweet tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I think I'm going to check that out next time because I'm definitely going to go there again. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Your pina colada was really good.
My pina colada was really good.
So good.
Like, it was off the hook. Yeah. And you can't go wrong with a virgin pina colada, honestly. Like, it tastes just like you're on a beach and like you're on vacation.
And wait, I think I told you when we were there, when I was younger, I didn't know. Like, when I was younger, I used to get, like, my parents would order me a pina colada. And I didn't know
that it was non-alcoholic.
That people normally get it with alcohol. I thought it was like a kid's drink.
Yeah, or like daiquiris too. Yeah,
like I just thought, I didn't know that you are supposed to get alcohol. So, you know, when I got older and I saw like, you know, pina coladas and I realized, I was like, oh, this is an alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
That's funny. Yeah. But it tastes just like a vacation. Can't go wrong with it. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the ratings. So out of 5, let's go with ambiance. What'd you think of it? How'd you feel about it?
The ambiance was good. I mean, I think it could have been a little bit more decorative. And also, I mean, I was thinking maybe they had less tables around, maybe because of COVID. I don't know. But yeah, it could have been. But I don't know. The little lily dish when we walked
in the beginning
in,
and knowing the significance of it. Yeah,
it did it for me. So that was good. So I'll give it a 5 for that.
So what did you remember the music playing in the background? It was regular. It was very subtle. I couldn't really.
Yeah, it was low.
Yeah.
I don't know if I noticed it because it was really low.
I think they could have played maybe some of their, because you know me, like obviously with the French music, when it's brunch. I like that vibe, you know, like you can play classic songs or whatever, but I feel like it would have been, or when you go to like Japanese restaurants and they play like the little music in the back, mm-hmm. and it gives it that tranquility.
Yeah.
So I feel like they could have done something like that. So for me, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
And next, what about the food?
The food, it's 10 out of 5.
10?
I mean, it's so good. It's off the
27
charts.
Out of 5,
it's
yeah.
off the charts. It's so good. I mean, I haven't ever been disappointed with anything there. I mean, their menu is very extensive, so I don't know if that's really saying much, but
it actually is. I mean, because if you think about it, a restaurant that has so much going on, like, and for all of it, well, I mean, we haven't tried everything on the menu, but for a lot of the things to be good, that does say a lot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes places they'll do too much. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much, you know, one item would be better than another. Like, oh, that wasn't that great. You know, I'm going to always go to this one. But it seems like, from your experience, that a lot of the stuff you get is phenomenal.
Right. And it's consistent. Like, it's for it to be that authentic and, like, they know what they're doing. It's always good. It's, you know, so it never fails. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that. And this is my first time, like, authentic, like, Indian food. Mm-hmm. I've always seen butter chicken. It always looked great. And I love tomato-based stuff. So when I tried it, I was like, wow, blown away. Mm-hmm. And I've had, Thai curry before. So I'm excited to see when I go back to try their stuff of that as well. Right. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 as well. Citrus. You were awesome. I loved it. Everyone, the staff was great. Right.
And like, you know, what other like Indian Thai places might even be around?
Exactly.
I don't even know if they're like, you know, what is around and, you know, other than, I know Warwick Thai, but I think that's Thai.
But not like Indian. Yeah.
Asian. Yeah.
So if you guys know of any other spots, let us know because, you know, maybe we need to build some inspiration and get more people on the Indian cuisine culture and get them involved because, you know, I think it's on the rise right now because you obviously know a lot of Chinese, a lot of Mexican, a lot of Italian, but not a lot of Indian cuisine.
Right.
And I'm all for it. It was delicious. It was great. And it was an awesome experience.
Yep. Yeah. So go check them out, guys.
Thank you, everyone, for checking out this episode. Please do not forget to follow, subscribe, like us on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, all that.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Bite.me podcast. Go check us out.